For some communities, the journey to a full Bible is long and arduous. For others, they're experiencing acceleration in the work, resulting in lives being transformed sooner rather than later. Let's take a quick look back at Wycliffe's history to get us started. For more than 80 years, Wycliffe and like-minded organizations have led efforts to advance Bible translation around the world. Until recently, Bible translation has been viewed as something that only linguistic experts with degrees could do. But praise God, that is changing. Today, local churches are asking for Bible translations themselves, and they don't want to wait years for the work to start. They want to get started now. Local churches are playing a significant role in Bible translation for their own communities, and that's accelerating the pace and sustainability of the work in incredible ways. Madagascar is an amazing example where we see God raising up local churches to bring scripture to their own communities. The Word of God first came to Madagascar in 1835, but it was translated into just one language. Serge serves as a Bible translation leader in Africa, alongside his wife, Olivia.
We know of 23 communities in this country, meaning the 30 million or so people have had to interact with God with one language over the years. How would that make you feel if you were to learn somebody else's language before you could really interact with God? So seeing God's word being translated for the different communities in Madagascar, for me, is heaven.
Today, scripture is now going out into different communities and languages throughout the country. A group of more than 11 churches began working together to translate the Bible themselves. They asked for help in two ways. One, to consult on their materials for quality assurance, and two, to help train their people so they can become consultants who will then, in turn, train others to do quality assurance. Within 12 months, they drafted four full new Bibles, using 300 volunteer translators to do the work.
God brings different people, players, into the one same scene. We might as well just ask God on how to leverage the gifts and talents and resources that He's entrusted His children through organizations, through churches, through communities, and pull that together to be around the same table to maximize not just the production, but also the distribution and the entire mission of God. So partnership is not plan B. Partnership is plan A.
Because partnership is playing such a huge role in the work, things are progressing at an unprecedented rate, and the impact is profound. In Olivia's role as a translation consultant, she has a front row seat to seeing what scripture does when it's in people's hands and hearts.
When we finish checking a portion or a section or a chapter or even a book, and you read it and you see the joy shining, the light people's faces, like really happy and full of joy and light, you can really tell that it goes straight to the heart.
This is a critical part of Bible translation. If the scripture doesn't go straight to the heart, it's merely words. But when God's word is translated into a language people clearly understand, it transforms lives forever.
Madagascar has had this privilege of receiving God's word in the Malagasy language as early as 1835, almost the first people groups to receive God's word. We feel this responsibility to wake up and say, how many more people groups are out there that we could participate into giving them God's word into their languages? And we'll do this with all the churches that would profess Christ. Just the same way they're doing it here in Madagascar, all churches, all Christian churches combined, holding hands together. And the vision is to have an exchange with the outside world.
Bible translation in the local language gives people the dignity and the honor that they deserve. They feel that they own it, that God didn't leave them alone, that they are not obliged to learn the official language, as God can speak their language and God can communicate directly with them in their own language. And to them, even if the Bible that has been printed is still in a draft version, to them, it's precious. It's their wealth. It's their treasure. And it's so precious to them.
The gospel changes everything. Not only do people find dignity and worth, but they see how God uniquely wired them, their individual lives, their culture, their language, to be a reflection of who He is. And that reflection is best magnified to the world around us when we work together to see people experience God's transformational love personally.
We have this privilege of doing this together today. And not just together for the sake of doing it together because we like each other, but because it's under the same name, in the name of Jesus, not just in any name, but in Jesus' name that we're doing it. We have the privilege to be led by the same Spirit. We have the privilege to be called to doing this at such a time like this when there's 8 billion people in the world. What are the chances that God had a different combination of people doing this at such a time like this? But at such a time like this, we have the privilege of doing God's work under His leading, in His name, and together.
We too have the privilege of doing God's work under His leading, however He might call us. Whether we partner through prayer, giving, advocacy, or otherwise, we are all called to make disciples. God's not only giving us a front row seat to see what's happening, but He's extended a personal invitation to each of us to play our part.
There's a God-sized opportunity available to all of us in here, and there's a place for everyone to contribute towards this. In the area of prayers, please do pray that people will stay the course and stay focused on Jesus. And I'm not trying to over-spiritualize things when I say that, because this is not a sprint, it's a marathon.
It's not our work. We are only the hands that God is using to do His work. We need wisdom in every single step that we are making so that the work would advance in the way that glorifies the Lord.
This is why Bible translation matters. It provides people with an opportunity to glorify God in the languages and formats that connect most deeply with their hearts. We are on the cusp of seeing Bible translation start for all languages needing it. Join us in prayerfully asking God to do immeasurably more than we can imagine as He continues to pour out His Spirit upon the church. Together, we will seek to work in unity and collaboration so that all Scripture is available to all people.